Here's a little riddle for you. How many giant redwood spiders does it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, the answer is 2, but don't be surprised if you find them unable to survive the nuptial exchange, dead and fossilized forever within the phosphorescent afterglow of marital bliss. Why do I pose this question? Because I have evidence, albeit secondhand evidence, that this happened at least one time in history. That's just one excerpt from the segment of the show that I called In Your Words. We took the Insect News Network on the road to the Bioneers Festival in Marin County, and this is our part 2 interviews with the community. This is your host, E. Emmett Brady, and the show is all about fun because I turned on the mic and talked to the community about the microcosm. As I've said a million times before, it is an absolutely mind-blowing experience what comes out of people's heads when they start to talk about bugs. Some of the topics we cover on the show, how cockroaches stroke each other, no, they don't choke each other, and how they exhibit highly sensitive social behavior. How kids who live in around the Yuba River area are extremely dialed into the ecology of riverine insects. How our understanding of language continues to expand into the world of insects, including the German language. And we learn about imaginal cells in butterfly evolution, $40,000 butterfly paintings, and the emergence of divine chocolate. The show wraps up with an interview with Dana Allman, an expert in homeopathic medicine. Would you believe that cockroaches and honeybees have both provided therapeutic benefits to people for centuries in homeopathy? Now, for the uninitiated, the Bioneers Conference is the preeminent gathering for people who advocate and work on behalf of ecological justice, social justice, and women's and children's rights, as well as that of indigenous populations around the world. It's a fantastic experience, and the Insect News Network has been there for 4 or 5 years now. We love to talk to the community and get their insights about our 6- and 8-legged friends and all of the connection to the microcosm. And why this show is so important is because most of the time I want to hear what you think and how you feel about the world of insects. That's what the Insect News Network is all about. It's cultural entomology, the parallels, influences, and connections between humans and insects. To hear the full show, go to our website, insectnewsnetwork.com, and type in number 46. That's #46 in the search bar. And be sure to join the insect tribe while you're on the website, because if you're a bioneer, then you're already in the tribe. Bzzz.